Chapter 269, Prohibition of Nursing Rancor and Enmity. Allah the Exalted says, "The believers are nothing else than brothers in Islamic religion." 49:10. Humble towards the believers, stern towards the disbelievers. 5:54. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against disbelievers and merciful among themselves. 48:29. 1567. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Do not harbor grudge against one another, nor jealousy, nor enmity, and do not show your backs to one another, and become as fellow brothers and slaves of Allah. It is not lawful for a Muslim to avoid speaking with his brother beyond 3 days.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. "Do not harbor grudge against one another" means that one should not say or do anything which is likely to create ill will and hatred in others, nor jealousy signifies that if a Muslim is granted any blessing by Allah, one should not wish that he be deprived of it. "Do not show your backs to one another" means that if you come across one another, exchange salutations rather than avoid each other. Since all such things create conflict and dissension, these are strictly forbidden in Islam. Muslims are required to resume their conversation and contacts after a maximum period of 3 days. Any breach beyond this period is prohibited. 1568. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'The gates of Jannah are opened on Mondays and Thursdays, and then every slave of Allah is granted forgiveness if he does not associate anything with Allah in worship. But the person in whose heart there is rancor against his Muslim brother, they will not be pardoned, and with regard to them, it will be said twice, "Hold both of them until they are reconciled with each other." Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that mutual enmity, grudge, and malice are bound to deprive a man from Jannah in the hereafter.